Hi there. The word for you today is on lessons from Lazarus. In John 11, verse 1, we read, "Now a certain man was sick, and his name was Lazarus of Bethany." The third lesson we learn from the story of Lazarus is the lesson about relinquishment. Listen, as long as you believe you can handle the problem on your own, then you won't reach for the miracle-working power of God. You know it's true, don't you? You have to be in a situation so bad that you pray the prayer of relinquishment. You say, what prayer is that? Well, it goes something like this: Lord, I've done all I know and things aren't getting any better, so I'm through trying to fix it. I turn it completely over to you. I don't know how you're going to handle it, but I know you love me and want only what's best for me. So here it is, Lord. It's all yours. Ever pray a prayer like that? You see, this is not a prayer of defeat. It's one of total trust. It's giving it to God and totally trusting him to work it out. David said in Psalm 138, verse 7, the Living Bible, "Though I am surrounded by troubles, the Lord will work out his plans for my life. For your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever." The pastor of a great church tells of running out of money when they were only halfway through construction of their new sanctuary. Now, the congregation was growing, and there was no doubt that they needed the extra space, but the bank wouldn't give them any more funds. So the pastor prayed and said, "Lord, personally speaking, I don't need this big building. I already have a place for all my children. You need a place for yours. Now, I don't know how you're going to take care of this, but those are your kids, Lord, so I'm turning them over to you." Well, God answered. The money came through, and within just a few years, they were worshiping in a beautiful new sanctuary, and listen to this, debt-free. So, give your problem to God today, and don't take it back.